Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Now, Mary Willingham's true motives must be questioned. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. When history professor and Mary Willingham's alter ego, Jay Smith, was interviewed this week by Rand Northam, Smith made a pointed reference to the 2005 NCAA champion basketball team. It fell right in the middle of the time frame of the academic scandal, Smith said. Well, not really, but now we know why he might have referenced that year and that team, as sort of a teaser for his foil. Willingham has become somewhat of the mad tweeter, as she fires off tweets like an automatic pitching machine. Her latest will likely go publicly ignored by UNC's new stonewalling policy, but it will make Roy Williams madder than hell. Roy has been heard repeatedly referring to what Willingham and Smith say with the word that BS stands for, and now he may blow a gasket. Willingham tweeted Wednesday that the five starters plus one other player on that 2005 team took a total of 69 of the so-called paper classes. That figure has been scrutinized and analyzed all over the internet ever since, and most opinions are that it's more of Mary's misguided hyperbole. It will likely get her fired because she is coming oh so close to violating privacy laws that UNC will have to defend. And Carolina will likely also have to defend the lawsuit Willingham files after she gets canned. The mess keeps growing when it should be winding down. Willingham's motives must now be questioned. She has already blown the whistle, albeit 7 years into her admitted complicity, and the university and new chancellor have instituted reforms and pledge more. So what's the point? Willingham continues to say she wants to help bring down the NCAA cartel. And to that, she is completely clueless. The NCAA has nothing to do with the aberrant academic behavior on campuses across the country. It's the economy, stupid. If the schools are cheating or cutting academic corners, they do it to win and make more money. Any and all the rules the NCAA tries to enforce are made by the schools themselves. UNC will also find a way to have Smith move on, even though he is a tenured professor. Somehow, someway, Smith isn't long for this campus. He's the straight man for Willingham's sideshow, and both must be getting off on their own egos. Why else would they be keeping up this nonsense? The university always outlasts people like you. Don't you know that by now? Keep tweeting and blowing your whistles. Fewer people are listening every day that you carry on. This is Archansky. See ya.